All right. So today on the T podcast, we have Jennifer Brewer and Kristen Lede. Yeah, they are the co-owners and co-editors of the Scout Guide Lafayette. We're going to be talking about that and all that entails and how you guys, if you're a business owner or an entrepreneur, how you guys can get involved in that and be a part of it. So with that, go ahead and enjoy the show. So before we get started, I have my sponsor, Chase Group Construction. They take the lead and become your one point of contact for the entire design build process. So if you're looking to build a new business or renovate a business space, you can check them out. They have a diverse portfolio of projects ranging from medical centers to popular restaurants and multi-unit shopping center development. So check them out. Their website is chasegroupconstruction.com and they're local. So, you know, you can support local that way. They're not like the big construction companies who come in and just buy up all the land. Anyway, that is that. We have, like I said, Jennifer and Kristen, who are the co-owners and co-editors of the Scout Guide Lafayette. Welcome to the T podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We're excited to be here.
So I want to know how you guys got started in this, or I guess maybe that baked into who are you? Are you guys from here? Like, tell me a little bit about you guys.
Sure. I was born in Youngsville, but quickly moved when I was like 3 to Baton Rouge. So lived most of my life in Baton Rouge, and then moved back here to Lafayette when I met my husband about, I guess, going on 10 years now. So I've been back in Lafayette for about 10 years. So
okay.
In and out,
yeah,
I guess.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I'm from New Orleans originally, but I moved here for school in 2010 and never left. And Jen's husband and I grew up together in New Orleans as kids, so that's how we became friends.
Correct.
And now we live a couple houses down from one another. My youngest kid and her kid are 3 weeks apart. We're basically like sister wives.
Sister wives.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, we live together basically.
Mm-hmm. Raising our kids, owning businesses and doing.
Yeah, and so when we found this, it was kind of like a no-brainer for us to do it together.
Okay, okay. Go ahead and move this mic up. All right.
In my mouth.
Okay, yeah, so it's good to have you guys in here. I know you guys reached out earlier this year to work with us to get something posted about the Scout Guide Lafayette. Tell me a little bit about the Scout Guide as a whole. What is mm-hmm. it, and why should people, especially business owners, entrepreneurs, be mindful of it?
So it's obviously a publication and beautifully designed and crafted. So
it's an annual publication.
Yeah,
so
annual publication.
Mm-hmm. And the whole mission is to support local businesses. So like you said, with your sponsor, support local in print, which is the guide itself, online and then in person. So it becomes like a networking.
But it is a national brand, too, so it's a franchise. So, like, these are all different books from different cities across the United States. They're in 93-ish cities right now. So we're bringing the first edition volume to Lafayette this year.
And Acadiana.
Yes.
So our territory is Acadiana.
Yeah, it is all of Acadiana.
Let me see one real quick.
Sure.
So I'm going to hold it up to...
Show him the donkey.
So before we went live, apparently there's a donkey in here, and Kristen was like, I need a donkey. So this is the cover.
Mm-hmm. They're beautiful. They're all
and it's like really thick paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the goal is to, so we're not a magazine. We don't have write-ups on anything. We don't have competition here because there is nothing like this because we truly are not a magazine. We're a guide. It becomes a resource of, you know, the best of the best, both locally and across the nation. So a lot of the feedback that we're getting is either people don't know what it is and want to be introduced. The images tell the brand's story. So the goal of the photo shoots that are included in your membership tell your story as a brand. So, and it's beautiful.
Unless you have a donkey in your
interior design. It stopped me. It stopped me. And now I want a donkey. Right.
So it does, like, so like you said, it's not a magazine.
Correct. Mm-hmm. It's called a guide or a publication.
Yeah. So it's interesting because I'm seeing, like, the businesses, their logos, mm-hmm. and what me knowing is a paid, mm-hmm. like, business spot, but it doesn't have that, like, hey, here's a sales-y huge feel. Half-page yeah. ad in right. front of an article that we really want you to read, but we have to also pay our bills.
Correct. Yeah.
It's
correct.
Like a humble brag.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, it's really quality and well done. Like, the photos are beautiful. The design that is included also with your membership is done really well. And like we said, we like
it's
to...
It's consistent yeah, it's across very the consistent. Nation. Like, it's a brand. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, so that's what I'm noticing is the cover is really, really mm-hmm. cool. It has that embossed kind of feel with the foil, the yes. gold foil, the and gold I guess foil. At certain locations might have a different, or is it all gold
so
foil?
So they all, the Scout Guide logo's on everybody's, but each city gets to pick their own colors each year. So, like, TBD on what Lafayette's going to be. It's kind of a secret, like a reveal.
We are not going to be white and black. That yeah. is a common question. Yeah. Yeah, we are yeah. not doing that. But okay. it's just the generic for volume one.
Yes.
So are you guys going to be bright red and yellow?
We don't know.
We don't know yet. Looking like, it's a looking secret.
Like, you will find out
in Katie December. And the flag or McDonald's, so you can pick it.
Probably not McDonald's, yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we get to pick it, which is really cool, which is also hard at the same time because mm-hmm. so many pretty colors to
yeah.
choose from.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we have a couple of ideas on how to get mm-hmm. the community involved as well. So,
okay. Right. So
stay tuned.
You guys are launching this year. So what have you guys done prior to this, I guess, to work your way into getting into this franchise?
Sure. There's a whole vetting process. So mm-hmm. when we were introduced to the guide, that was like September 1st, let's say-ish. And then we signed our franchise paperwork in December, like right before the holiday. We did our training in January, late January. Mm-hmm. And then we officially announced right before Mardi Gras and then started boots on the ground right after Mardi Gras.
Yeah. And we just, it kind of struck our attention because it supports local businesses, obviously, right? And that's one of the things that we're very passionate about. My background's in real estate. I've been in real estate for 10 years. And her background's in interior design. So we just work with a lot of local people, local businesses. And so it just kind of fell into our lap. Kristen found it at a golf tournament. She found the Baton Rouge Guide because there's a Baton Rouge and a New Orleans are the only other two in Louisiana. So she found the Baton Rouge Guide and was like, oh my gosh, what is this? It's so beautiful. Like, and went down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, I mean, it's a designer's dream.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So went down the rabbit hole and realized that there wasn't one in Lafayette and that we could bring it to Lafayette. And then she invited me over for wine and the rest is history. Yeah. So, yeah.
And we did the Sip and Scout back in March, which you helped us announce, which was awesome. Yes. It was a phenomenal turnout.
Yes.
That's good.
We were really humbled, honestly, by how many people showed up, which was awesome.
Yep.
So did you guys end up like signing contracts and all that good stuff mm-hmm. there?
Not there, but you made connections. A handful of people were like, we're in. So like the next
morning. We just didn't have anything physical to sign.
Yeah, the next morning we signed some people. But we have about 30 businesses now that have signed up.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, so we're excited.
So what's your cap?
So there's no cap, but there's a minimum of 50 pages mm-hmm. that we have to meet each year.
This one's kind of the 50 mark.
Yeah. Because you can tell there's different thicknesses, which is based on how many members sign up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the sky's the limit. We can have as many as we want.
So West Texas is the thickest. I think it's 168 pages.
This is their first volume, but now it's like double this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. You wouldn't think West Texas because that's like Midland area.
Midland, yeah. There's El Paso.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if that's included in it.
Well, there is a San Antonio mm-hmm. guide mm-hmm. and then Fort Worth, Dallas, Houston.
So it's kind of cool. Speaking on that, it becomes a guide, like we've said, for like travel. So like if you're going to, there's one in 30A. If you go to 30A a lot for vacations or whatever, you can find these and then you can look through it and be like, oh, I want to go here to eat, to stay, to, you know, shop, all the things. So people pick them up and then they also become collectibles because they are free to the public. So you can pick them up and you keep them and, it becomes like a really cool like resource. Yeah, it becomes
like a travel guide. Travel guide. They're digital as well online. So like we're planning a trip to Asheville and we got one in the mail and I was like, oh, so I start bookmarking like the winery and the store and the restaurant and whatever that I want to do when we go.
So same thing for us. We really want to showcase Acadiana as best as we can. Like we really want a swamp tour. We really want
Tabasco.
We really would love Tabasco just to show off that like Tabasco's from our hometown, you know, like, and
we want it to be authentic to Acadiana,
you know, so. Some great restaurants that show off great seafood and, you know, all the things local. So that's our goal for it.
Okay, so kind of going back, Jennifer, you said you are in real estate. So are you able to tell us, like, which company? Yeah. What's that?
So I actually just started my own company about a year ago. So Avenue Real Estate, we're a small boutique brokerage. But I started about a year ago. I kind of bounced around from different brokerages before that. Loved them all. And I just kind of, like, entrepreneur mind was like, I just want to start my own at this point and just do me and see where it goes and
free up time to do this.
Yeah. Sure, because that's what I have.
Which was not planned, but it worked out.
Right. So yeah, I'm really into, my goal is to more or less like train my agents and coach my agents along the way while also, you know, buying and selling when my friends and family kind of contact me, referrals, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been fun. We also do property management too. We just started that leg of it. So plug property management and real estate.
Kristen,
Kristen Lede Interior. So I've been an interior designer. I went to UL, graduated at UL, taught at UL, opened my own company right before the pandemic, January 1st, 2020. And honestly, I've been blowing and going since. It's been great.
Can you name some of the places that you've done?
Most recently we did 99. We're working on a few right now that I can't say.
Yeah.
We do a lot of renovations mostly, which is not common.
Are you mostly in commercial or?
I do both.
Okay.
I like life goals, hospitality. If I could just do all hospitality, that would be incredible.
What do you mean by hospitality? Like
restaurants.
Okay, got it.
Boutique hotel.
Yeah, we need
someone
one
bring
in
it here.
Somebody bring a boutique hotel.
Yes, offices. It's just, it's, I like businesses, I think. And I think there's a little more like whimsy that goes into it when it's not your personal home or people aren't so, I guess, like attached maybe. So there's a little more freedom, which
because in a personal home, people want like this very, they want a very slick kind of just
neutral.
Yeah.
And like for the in case moments. Right. And I try to get my clients out of their comfort zones. Like we're doing these awesome bathrooms right now.
She's very
and I cannot
eclectic,
wait to show them. We love the color and
the
texture.
Bold colors and textures. She does a lot of cool stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm a little ADD.
Just call it outside the box. Yeah.
So how does someone get into interior design? Like that seems like such a unique field.
Yeah.
So truthfully, and it's funny you're asking this because I have to do this with Blaine. And so when I was younger, my mom was like very OCD meticulous and like everything had its place. But in my room, she kind of let me do whatever I wanted. And I like all the phases, like, you know, I was like into 90s. Princesses and then like grunge and all this stuff. So like as I grew, my space did. And then I think just sort of subconsciously, I truly find joy in like creating that space that feels like you. Because I guess I found that at a young age. I love it. I love what I do. There's like, you know, you vent to your friends and all this stuff just by the pains of
business.
And then common question, well, what else would you do? And I'm like, well, nothing.
Nothing, right.
Right.
I love it, but I hate it.
Look, I feel that because I've been doing this for 12 years now. It'll be 12 years this month. There has been many times where I've wanted to. Well, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I think April 8th is the official day that I made my first post ever in 2012. I was like, oh, my God, I didn't realize it's been that long so far.
Yeah, that's
awesome. So I've had my high moments and I've had my low moments. Mm-hmm. Everybody has it, and especially if you're in business for yourself, it's
a roller coaster.
It's a chaotic mess. Yes.
Both of our husbands own businesses too, so we're very just well versed in just owning your business. I don't think we could ever work a 9-to-5. We just work 24/7.
Yeah,
I know. Like my wife will ask me, so like if we're sitting on the couch or something, like there's times at 11:30 at night, and it's rare, but I'll have my laptop sitting on my lap, using it as it's. What it's for, a laptop. And she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, there's something I need to do. Like a client, somebody that wants an invoice, or like I'm trying to like get paid, you know?
That's honestly
one of my favorite times to work though is late at night. Cause like, or early in the morning.
When
no one's bothering you or distracting you.
Yeah. Just you can grind real quick. Yeah.
Check off that to-do list.
Yeah. Gosh, that to-do list sometimes grows so long and you're like, oh. All right, so I want to go ahead and get our final sponsor in, and then we're going to get into the more meatier part of the conversation and all that good stuff. So you guys have probably have seen them many times mentioned here, but if not, you're going to hear about them now. It's the Music Academy of Acadiana. Oh. So they are Acadiana's top choice for music lessons. Basically, if you are into music at all, whether, like Kristen said, you have a grunge phase or if you're into jazz, you know what I'm saying, they can help you learn that. So if you're inclined at all, like if you can be a kid. I doubt any kids are watching this, but you probably are a parent of a kid. And if you have a kid, you can bring them there. If you are the parent that wants to learn music, you can go there. They teach students of all ages and styles. They've even sent students to college and major music competitions like American Idol and The Voice. Founded locally by Tim Benson, who is a UL Lafayette Music School graduate and also part of, and I love mentioning this, he's part of a emo screamo band, cover band from that plays in does cover music of the early 2000s, grunge era, punk stuff.
Oh, my God.
So really cool. It's called The Criers. So if you ever want to see the founder of the Music Academy of Acadiana work, that's one of his passions. And he also owns some other stuff. But the Music Academy is his baby. And they've been nationally recognized and have been voted as a top school since 2016. Really cool place. A lot of students in and out each month, like 500 or so students each month. A lot of people that I've had on the podcast have said, hey, I bring my kids there. I'm like, wow, that's a great testimony. Mm-hmm. So really cool school. Their goal is to make music lessons fun, educational, to help foster the next generation of musicians and creative thinkers because I've said this before, music fosters creativity. Chances are if you're doing something fun and creative, you're listening to music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're driving. Driving is creative because you got to do some fancy maneuvering and music will help you just bob and weave. So check them out, musicacademyacadiana.com or on Facebook, Instagram, all those social media places. And check out The Criers. Look them up. I think it's C-R-Y-E-R-S. I think it's exactly how it's spelled, but really cool. Anyway, they're our sponsor, and we appreciate them. And back to the conversation. Okay, so going back to the Scout Guide Lafayette, we kind of touched on the purpose and mission, but is there something about the overall concept that you guys really want to drive home as, like, why you guys are doing this?
Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, our biggest mission is to support local businesses. And what we want to offer, too, is that it's you're supporting businesses in print, online, and in person. So, like, we will have this year, we're planning to have 3 parties. Like, we just had one in March. We plan on having one in the fall. And then we have our big launch party every year in December. So our guide will launch every year. It'll be the same timeline every year. So December will be our launch party, and it's a big to do, but it is only for our members. So people that become members with us are the only ones that can come to our parties. So
exclusive.
You're not invited.
Can't sit with us. So yeah, that kind of becomes a really cool aspect of it, and you're mingling and networking with like-minded people, businesses in our area, And people really love the party aspect of it too. So,
well, and it's just, it's a unique way to sort of elevate your business mm-hmm. while getting brand recognition, nationally and locally.
Correct.
I think.
So it's not just like, hey, I'm going to put an ad in the newspaper. Yes. I don't know who anybody does that yes. anymore, but, or a magazine. And so I sell advertising on, Developing Lafayette. I mm-hmm. do sponsors and all that stuff. And I always tell them, like, if you're paying for magazine ads, why?
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're sitting on the doctor's office table. Right. You're not opening it. Mm-hmm. Magazines have gotten thinner yeah. and thinner.
Yeah.
And the thinner that they've gotten, somehow the more ads they've been able to put in right. them. It's
so cool. One not thing like about regular these, print, yeah, we're cool print.
We're the cool print. Yeah. So we are the cool print. We're not regular print. The cool thing about these is very rarely do they get thrown away.
Yeah. That feels like something you don't want to throw away.
No,
yeah.
They become coffee table books. They become collectibles.
People like look for the price tag on them too, which is yeah. funny.
People think that it's not free. Because it's just
okay,
nice.
Yeah, because it feels really high quality.
Right,
yeah.
And if this is sitting next to another magazine, I'm biased, obviously, but you're gonna pick up this one instead.
Yeah, it just feels
and then it just
elegant.
Is just prettier, mm-hmm. too. You know, mm-hmm. you're not lost in words and articles. You know, there's a place for every type of advertisement. But.
Well, and I find that they're more memorable than your typical magazine. So, like, I advertise. I'm in a couple of mm-hmm. different locations, and when clients reach out to me, on the KLI side, you know, where'd you hear us? Where'd you find us? Blah, blah, blah. It's either referral or Google mm-hmm. is what the two most common are. But brand recognition in Correct. The other formats
played a factor into
are
it.
Very right. much part of it. They just don't remember it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This, on the other hand,
You remember it. And you remember the photo shoot. You're like, oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So, like, I just got a pair of cowboy boots that I didn't know that I wanted until I saw the Fort Worth guide. And, I tell this to everyone because I'm like, I have never in the history of my life ever wanted cowboy boots, ever. Mm-hmm. And then I saw these. And then I got them.
Mm-hmm. So now you got cowboy boots.
Yeah, and it's memorable. So, you know, like, not everybody's going to be looking for a designer.
Right.
But if they are and they happen to see it, they're going to remember to tell me that that's where they saw it.
Right. Another thing too, because we are an annual publication, we're going to be printing 20,000 guides for the year. Mm-hmm. So they'll be delivered to us from our headquarters that prints them. 20,000 guides that will be in circulation for the whole year. We're still working on like our distribution partners and where they'll be found, but just TBD on that. And then in addition to it, we're going to be direct mailing 5,000 to 10,000-ish around that range, direct mail to certain demographics of Acadiana.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be really cool, too. Like, you'll get this in the mail. It's really pretty cellophane, and then there's, like, a postcard attached, and you get it right next to, like, your electricity bill.
Nice.
So it's really cool. We get them in the mail all the time, and it's, like, Christmas morning.
Yeah.
It's fun. Yeah.
One of the things that I'm seeing as far as the construction of the guide mm-hmm. is the edge of this part right
yeah,
here.
A lot of people say that. That's funny. Yes. The
curved
edges. So let
me see if I can show it.
Yeah. It costs more to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. But it also makes the rounded it part of it.
Correct.
So I do a lot of graphic design mm-hmm. and one of my favorite things to do, and sometimes I go overboard, but I have to also keep in mind a tastefulness for it, mm-hmm. is the radius edges.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime I see a square object, I'm like, ooh, I just feel like I want to round those corners. And I love the fact that obviously the bounding mm-hmm. part of it is not rounded, but the piece right here, the edges, the other corners that are open mm-hmm. around it. It's a nice, tasteful.
Right. And it has the volume numbers on the bottom too. So like you can see like that one's in volume 8, which is they've been around for 8 years.
Okay.
So ours is going to say volume 1 on the front because it's our first year and we will just keep growing and having more volumes.
We'll do the QR code on the back where it'll bring whoever scans it to our member directory so they can easily access the different businesses.
So this one does not have the QR code on the back.
So because it's a franchise, every location is a different business.
Okay.
And it's up to the editor whether or not they want to include it or not. We will be including it.
Yeah, because it's a no-brainer, in my opinion.
Yeah. So now how does, I guess, the launch work? So right now you guys are currently looking to connect with businesses, sign them up
Correct.
For the launch This December.
Correct. Yep. So we're in acquisitions right now. And then we're going to, we kind of just started the creative meeting process, which is where we talk with, we had one this morning, actually, our first one, talk to them about what they want their photo shoot to look like. So we kind of sit down and talk with you about
what story they want to tell
within their photography. So we can kind of game plan that with our photographer. And then we're doing photography from like May to August. And then from there, it goes to soft proof, hard proof, design, print, all those things. And then they get shipped to us the end of November, and then we launch and start distributing them in December, January.
And they'll be around December 2024 through 2025, December 2025.
So this is in preparation for 2025.
Yes.
Well, they'll be in distribution for 2025. But
for, for the year, this is when people will be seeing this. The book that you guys are launching is for all of 2025.
Yes. So like volume two, these will be around. The volume one will be around and we'll be working for volume two.
Got it. Okay. Correct. Wow. Yeah. So
it just takes a while to get, you know, all
everything
this
situated.
Prettiness together. Yeah.
And so as far as, I guess I'm thinking through all of the things that a business would expect is, if a business were to sign up to be with you guys in the book or the guide, is there like a length of time that you guys desire them to be in there? Like, do you want them to be repetitive in multiple volumes?
Sure.
Like, what is the pitch look like to a business?
So it's up to them. We are incentivizing our members for volume one to, so we cap at the businesses. So interior design, there's three of us.
Okay.
Agents, there's three. Like, so we don't want it to be oversaturated with the same industry. So interior design, real estate, we could have made it a guide of our industry, right?
Right. But and that would be boring for people that are looking at the book.
Exactly. Just, so we like I said, we want it to be super authentic to Acadiana, because what we want is to stand out on a national level where, so some of the founders' goal is to get even spread, I guess, or distribution across the whole nation. We're in Oahu now, so they're really like they're working towards it, and it's gonna happen. But we want, when people know what the guide is, we want Acadiana to stick out. And more people come here and want to come here and see the Swamp Tour and Tabasco, you know what I mean, and like see the interior designer. So we want it to be stand out enough so that way we can represent Acadiana in the best light that we can.
I forgot the question.
So did I.
No. So I was talking about the pitch of like, how do you connect with businesses and so how do you get them to buy in?
Sure. It's just a 1 year contract, but they're more than welcome. That's what you were getting at, to
reserve their spot.
Reserve their spot. Yeah,
got that tangent thing going on.
Right? I told you.
They're incentivizing. We are incentivizing after the launch for our members that become members the first go round to lock in their spot and their price for the next volume. So that's
year over year. There's no commitment to volume two. It's
completely,
just a year.
Yeah, it's contract. Completely up to them whether they want to or not. But obviously, we want to keep them.
Yeah, I'm like, I think once volume one, so like West Texas example, this was already an impressive volume one guide, and it's like it's probably double this at least for volume two.
Yeah, that's
so
wild. That's volume one and how thick it is.
That just means that's one's hard because you're explaining what the guide is on top of trying to, you know,
well, and
collect
people
your members
just,
as well.
If they don't know what it is, there's no way to like proof to them what it is.
Yeah, there's no social proof yet locally.
Right.
Yeah.
So like I said, once volume one is in distribution, I think
volume two is going to be
Lafayette is going to eat it up.
I think so too. They're just so pretty.
Yeah,
and they're
depending on your colors too. I don't know. You guys are already you guys already know what the colors are, but I'm like imagining, you mentioned swamp tours a lot. Mm-hmm. Like I'm feeling like, man, if there was like a swampy green for the full thing and then like some kind of muted yellowish color or something. I feel like maybe make it alligator. Obviously, you can't do, texture. That'd be cool if you could do texture like that. I don't know. I was
surprisingly, though, we like the ones that are kind of like this color because they bright. Stand out so pretty.
I don't know. I sent you like a neon green this morning. Augusta just launched and it's like, I mean, it's like highlighter yellow and it's beautiful.
Wow, man.
So it's really cool because then like all of our parties for that year are kind of centered around the color of the god too. Mm-hmm.
So it changes every year, the color? Okay.
It changes every year.
Yep. And there's no rhyme or reason to it. So we just get to pick it.
Yeah. Okay. So, there was something else. Okay, you mentioned photography. Mm-hmm. So when a business wants to be a part of the guide, is that photography session included in their contract?
Yes. It's a part of the membership price. Yes, your photography and your graphic design.
Which a lot of times it's add-ons, or you give them a headshot from 10 years ago, whatever it may be. So we do fresh photography year over year. And the businesses, the members get exclusive rights to that photography. So if I'm doing a photo shoot here and I need to update some of my other ads, then I can use that photo, which is great for our members.
Yeah.
Cause that, man, let me tell you, you may know Jennifer of all industries, the real estate industry.
I know where you're going with this.
I've met real estate agents based off of knowing what they look like on their headshot, okay? Yes. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to meet this person, and I see their headshot.
Terrible.
And then I meet them, and I'm like, oh, my God.
I've been catfished.
There's been, literally. There's at least 10, sometimes 20 years difference from what I'm seeing here, and, like, I'm seeing the person.
Correct.
I'm like, there's no color to their hair. What happened?
And
it's on their business cards and it's like on their website. Look, y'all need to.
They update their photos. It's very hard.
It's expensive too.
It is expensive, right?
So part of our membership covers that cost or includes it in it. We're working with great photographers. Mm-hmm. They're absolutely amazing. And it's worth it.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful.
And they're beautifully done. Correct.
Yeah, you just know it's going to be beautiful, which is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the other features of the guide? Like, is there things for people to say, hey, like, I want to look up restaurants. Is there a chapter? Is there, like, a table of contents? Mm-hmm. Like, what does that look like for the guide?
We have a directory.
So
we have the online directory. We have the option, so in print, I don't know if anyone knows this, there's like sweet spots. So we're working with Aileen Bennett right now actually to do a map of Acadiana with all the like cool places to go. So in print, if we have 60 pages, 62 might be that sweet spot. So if we can add two more pages, which would be a map, then we get a better rate. So depending on that, we can start doing sort of, because there's like Dine Like a Local, there's the printed directory. So like Houston, for example, has their members actually listed out in the guide.
Okay.
So TBD.
It's kind of up to us. But yeah, you can definitely go online nationally and locally. So our local website will have our member directory where you can go and search by category or by just looking at all of the people in our membership, in our directory. Or you can go to like to the scoutguide.com and you can go to the cities or directory, I think itself. But if you go to the cities because you're going visit 30A, you can go to 30A and you can look up the book online there. And or you can go to the directory nationally and look up photographers and find all the photographers that are members of the Scout Guide. And then from there, you can find what city they're located in. So there's definitely that aspect online that's really great.
And then social media.
Yeah. And then we're going to be doing social media. We obviously just started, but we've gained like 1,000 followers in the past couple months, which is really cool. And then we're also going to be doing monthly newsletters that will go to our members and whoever else signs up on our website. So that'll be promoting another way to promote the businesses.
So we're not creating content, but we're sharing as much as we can with whatever's going on.
Kind of
so.
Like your cheerleaders for social media.
And you mentioned, so getting it out there, distribution and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. One of the things, and I think this might have been something that you guys have communicated with me prior, so that I feel like it's already in my mind. But I'm gonna say it in anticipation, thinking that you guys probably have already told me this. But Airbnbs, I feel like, is the spot. Like, this would be the best case scenario. Right. Obviously, hotel rooms, maybe. I don't know if that's something that's doable.
No, it is.
Obviously, a boutique hotel would be easy to do.
Right, but we don't have. So we've talked about a, like, carriage house. Maybe we need to talk to them.
Hello.
We need to get in touch with them. But then, yeah, we don't have, like, a lot of the other places do boutique hotels, and they leave one in every room.
Realtors, client gifts.
So, like, the little drawer where the Bible is?
Yes, that's literally like what somebody told us. Somebody told us they found that. They were like, yeah, where the Bible's supposed to be.
It was the guide.
Nice.
But, yeah, closing gifts for real estate agents would be, it's awesome, especially, like, relocation if they're moving here. Oh, yeah,
the closing gifts.
Yeah. Medical offices.
Yeah.
Medical offices. When you're sitting there waiting 18 hours for your appointment.
Yeah, obviously, that's where all the magazines are. Correct. And this is there along with the magazines. Like we mentioned, this is going to be the thing that somebody picks up first because it looks like a more in-depth book. Mm-hmm. Like if you're looking at all the magazines, obviously if it's a magazine that you're really excited about seeing on the table for some weird reason, then you'll pick up that. But if you're just looking at something, you're just trying to kill time waiting for your doctor, you're probably going to pick up this because it's bright. Mm-hmm. It has the nice finish on it, the gold leaf.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, too, that go looking for them. Like, there's a couple that I've seen, like, on different TikToks or Instagrams that they are like, oh, Scout is out, which is, like, their little tagline.
Yeah.
And so they, like, go searching for it in their city. And they search for it whenever they travel. And so they collect them. And they have, like, a whole... you know, collectible bookshelf.
Yeah, I find that it slows you down, too, because you want to look at the photos.
And then you find them on Instagram, because that's what I do. I go through it, and I'm like, I love this photo. This business is so cool. Like, one in Baton Rouge's was a tipsy librarian.
I know, which is awesome.
And I was like, what is that?
Yeah.
And it's a, like, cocktail class. Like, she teaches you.
Mixologist.
Yeah, learn how to be a mixologist, which is really cool. Had no idea, and I'm lived in Baton Rouge my whole life.
Yeah, so you you've learned something from it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's definitely a good resource.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so when launch happens, you said you guys are going to have 20,000 issues. Mm-hmm. Like, is 20,000 enough? Or, like, what's the standard? Out.
So, headquarters told us that's 15 to 20 is normal. Each member, too, will get, like, 3 to 5 boxes, depending on if you do a 1-page or a 2-page. We never really touched on that yet, but they'll get their own boxes, too. So, each member will get their own boxes to distribute how they want, and then we'll be placing them throughout the city as well.
Yeah, so, like, M&M Glass is the one that I saw it at that golf tournament, and they were sponsoring a hole. So if you're sponsoring something, if you're doing an event, if you're doing a sale, whatever it is, you can display them to showcase your beautiful photography and your brand, obviously. But if, you know, if you become a member and you have some and you're sponsoring an event and you're running low or you want more or whatever the situation is, you just call us and text us and we'll bring you more. Because the whole goal is to get them in as many hands as possible. 20,000
people's hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you would think that that'd be easy, but...
It's really, it seems...
We really want to be in the Rouses.
I love how you're, like, plugging where you want to be. Yeah, like.
We want to be distributed in Rouses. We would love for them to be a member, too, just because it is a Louisiana company. Right. Although, you know, not necessarily Lafayette, but we, obviously, Rouses is present here.
Right.
But Rouses, the airport lobby would be awesome. We want to be in Reds and City Club. Just basically, if someone... in Acadiana goes there, we want to make sure we're there.
Yeah.
So the restaurants, the nicer bars.
Yeah. So what are you guys doing to be able to make that happen?
Yeah, we're just trying to get in touch with as many people as possible.
Yeah.
So
like Reds, I mean, I figured like you could probably just show up to the counter and be like, hey, can I speak to Red himself?
Right. Yeah.
Well, or just show up when Red's there.
Yeah,
like,
a lot of people
work out early one morning.
Right. Once out of the year.
Slightly stalking you.
Right.
Slightly.
I feel like businesses aren't really going to, and I could be wrong on this, care if we come and be like, hey, we have a stand, we want to put these out for people to just take. I would think that people,
they're free.
Like, I don't see why it would be a problem for us to put them there, but they might not let us. So we'll see.
I guess I'm thinking kind of through all the dynamics of this. So, like, the businesses that you would like to leave them at that are strategic, like the Reds and the airport, would that be something that if that business had a space there in the book, they'd feel more obligated to have it?
I'm sure.
They would get boxes regardless.
Yeah, they would get them regardless. So it's either we drop them off ourselves or they
Get and them. I doubt that anyone that becomes a member wouldn't want them displayed.
Right.
I figured the airport would be somebody who would like to have their...
Like in the upstairs lobby, like that little like...
Yeah. Like when you're waiting for your dad to get in or something, you're just flipping through it. Or your best friend from out of town and be like, oh, we need to go here. I forgot about this place.
Right. Too bad you can't have like the airline assortus, like, hey, like here's a book.
We thought about it, like especially the flight, like the direct flights from Texas and all that. Like, Houston, can we put them in the back of the seats?
Ah, in back of the seats.
And we're like, maybe volume two.
Yeah, we have so many fun ideas, but getting ahead of ourselves.
Maybe. Yeah, volume one is we're kind of learning as we go, which is exciting.
Yeah, because, I mean, the hardest thing is being distributed.
Right.
I know this after the 12 years that I've been doing this, is, and I never really thought of developing Lafayette as this having its own distribution, and especially the online space, but like radio station personalities and people that have larger companies that are already that have their own distribution and part of a more national brand, they're like, you know, they tell me like, you don't really need anybody's help. You have your own distribution. I'm like, I never thought about my own distribution. I just built a following, and I apparently I built a distribution channel. And I'm like, I wasn't planning on doing
didn't
that.
Realize it.
Yeah, I mean, so in December you'll probably get a text from me and say, hey, Scout is out. Tell everyone.
Yeah, no, and I'd be down to do that. Yeah. But yeah, this is really cool. I love the look of it. Whenever you guys emailed me and we got to talking about it and everything, and then I saw some of the photos, I'm like, dude, this is a really fancy guide. Mm-hmm. So a question I had in my mind that I just resurfaced because I had forgot about it is the name Scout Guide. Mm-hmm. At first, when I first saw it, I was like, Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts. Like, what is this? I thought, okay, this is the Girl Scout guide, because the Girl Scout cookie things are about to happen. Like, maybe it's like a guide where I can find all the places where Girl Scout cookies are being sold.
That's funny.
I need that.
Right?
Somebody start that.
The name, the Scout Guide, like, what is the purpose or the idea behind the name?
So our founders, back in 2012, I believe, they were two female friends, and they realized that they were starting to get a lot of inquiries in their businesses and their other jobs about where to go, where to stay, where to shop, where to eat, where to be when they visited their town.
North Carolina area.
Yeah, and they were like, man, there really should be a guide for this. And they were like drawing maps for people on how to get to block A from block B, whatever.
About restaurants, shopping.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of, it was two friends probably drinking wine.
Just hanging out and made this idea.
Talking about like, what if we did this in a way that was different and unique and cool and that actually helped the businesses showcase who they are.
I'm not really sure if I've heard them say why they named it the Scout Guide, but it's now a whole thing, like you're scouting the city to find best of the best businesses.
Because there is exclusivity to it.
Like, a little bit, yes.
Again, with the cap, again, with who we've been reaching out to so far, obviously we're not the end-all, be-all.
Right.
But we
are trying to showcase the best.
Of the best.
In Acadiana. Mm-hmm. So.
And so you mentioned that as far as diversity in the business listings go, you're maxing it out at three per industry?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. Except for restaurants.
Yeah, restaurants.
Oh, except for restaurants.
Yeah, restaurants kind of hard to.
Yeah.
To we want to showcase all the restaurants.
Because that's what we are. That's food.
Right, right. Yeah. We're heavy on the food side.
Yes, I mean.
Because I was thinking, like, my first thought, and I don't know why this business was the first thing in my mind to think of, but I was thinking like, oh, you know, Dino's would probably like to have a spot in the book to say, hey, this is like the pizza that you want to eat in Lafayette.
Yep.
But then I was like, well, then there's only two other options that you can add after that.
Yeah.
And then that would be, I don't want to say unfair.
Right.
But like the Scout Guide would only show three pizza places. Right. And like, okay, so there's obviously, Pizza Hut's not going to be on there because this is more artisanal and all that. But Dino's, maybe there's the food truck that I can't even pronounce the name, but it's an Italian pizza food truck, and it's really cool.
I saw that. We've reached out to them. They're unresponsive.
But like that, like there, or like, you know, RIP Bread and Circus, that would have been a good one to have. Yes. Stuff like that.
There's so many restaurants that you just can't cap. Yeah. But I mean, there would be 10 interior designers if we let it. There would be 10 realtors or brokers that we, if we let it, builders, same thing. So there's definitely like heavy industries that we have to cap because otherwise
it would just be flooded with. Correct. Not to say that those industries are unexciting.
Correct.
Right. But it's not exciting to everyone. Right. You know, so
but a restaurant, everybody eats.
Correct.
Everybody loves food
same
and
with
to
like
drink.
Bars, everyone has date night. Everyone, yeah. Yeah.
Shopping. You know, people love to shop.
But like, not everybody's like, ooh, I can't wait to see the list of real estate agents.
Exactly. No one cares. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
And you're a real estate agent. Yeah, exactly. You know, like, nobody cares about that.
And we
with all the old headshots.
We promote ourselves year round already. So, like, nobody needs to see us.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, every single one in the God. So.
And like lawyers, nobody wants to see another billboard for a lawyer.
I know.
We know Gordon gets it done, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But, yeah, so.
But we do want to still showcase those industries.
Right.
Just, you know, it was kind of a first come, first serve. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then with the restaurants, too, a lot of them are groups.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. like, Poor signed on, which is why we did the Sip and Scout there. They were nice enough to sort of sponsor us, which was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, with the launch party and the event in the fall, like, hopefully whoever our members are, we can start collaborating so that way their business is actually benefited
right.
somehow.
Like, if we were to get an event center of some sort, we could have our parties there because they're members already.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
You know,
and we can pay their bartenders.
Yeah,
and
have
pay
a
their
florist
staff.
That
yeah.
we use for all of our parties that are members in the book. You know, we really just want to support our members as well as supporting local.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really the goal of it all.
Oh, that was yeah. the point. Poor owns.
Oh, yeah.
It's Poor, Roma, and
99.
So if
that
we capped
right,
out at three, yeah. it would just be like that's sort of
so
unfair.
They have a monopoly on
right.
the restaurant.
Right,
yeah.
right, right.
Yeah. So that's why we're not capping restaurants. Yeah.
So. How much is too much then? If you guys are not capping on restaurants, like how thick?
Cause it can go, the sky's the limit.
Because we're going, the book can get thick as
yes.
the people here.
Yes.
And
yeah.
so with
yeah.
food,
we don't
guess,
know.
We don't know. I guess we'll see. Like if it gets to a point to where there's so many restaurants that it's oversaturating,
I guess
like
that'd be
a
good
a
problem to have.
Yeah,
yeah.
It would be a very good problem. But I yeah. guess we would kind of halt it at a certain number once we get to that
And we're
point.
Really trying, again, to be authentic. So like some of the ones we've reached out to, obviously is Poor. We've reached out to like Charlie G's and Judy's Inn
Staples.
And Don's and like the place that really identify us.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully...
We get them.
Hopefully we get them.
Yeah.
One day.
Palmier.
Yeah.
Okay. So I actually have a contact for Palmier. I don't know if
Please,
you guys.
Please.
Yeah.
I will take that.
I can hook you up on that. but yeah, is there anything that we didn't discuss about the Scout Guide that we need to before we head on out? Because I know we got all lunch things
yes.
set.
Sushi.
I would say follow us because
oh, yeah.
since we are sort of the cheerleaders for our members, it's a good sort of one-stop shop, similar to Developing Lafayette, where you see what's coming. If you follow the Scout Guide Lafayette, you'll be able to see what the different members, what the different businesses are doing, hosting, mm-hmm. where they're at, what is going on,
yeah.
basically.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And it's yeah. just, yeah, awareness for everybody in Acadiana, too. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah. So I love it. I think the guide looks really nice and it's
Thank
well
you.
Done. And it's definitely a franchise that I think if it's supporting the small local businesses in town, I think it's going to be an easy accepted
yeah,
book to have.
Great,
and
yeah.
Get
we've
its
had
hands.
Great
Acadiana
feedback
is
so
good
far.
At supporting local.
Yes,
so.
They are.
Yeah, that is definitely true because you'll go to other places and they'll have a main street, but the main street's just got tumbleweeds flying down
yeah.
it, and you're like, well, this is, well, there's an Olive Garden. and, like,
yeah,
I,
Olive Garden.
And I don't hate Olive Garden, but, you know, there's a time and place
right.
for it. And we have really great Italian restaurants here.
Correct.
Anthony's is great.
Mm-hmm.
And so those places have less of a national budget
mm-hmm.
that the Olive Gardens and the
right.
Texas Roadhouses have.
Correct, right.
Everybody knows who they are
right.
because they advertise
Nationally.
Every market in the United States.
On every corner, yeah.
Yeah. Like, growing up, I remember seeing Red Robin ads on
Everywhere.
TV mm-hmm. on KTC and KLFY. And I was just little, but I knew there was no Red Robin anywhere around us. This is for Google. So I'm like, why am I seeing an ad for Red
what
Robin?
Is
nowhere to be
I want to go.
But, like, where am I going to go to get it?
Texas.
Like, right. And, like, I grew up in Alexandria area. So Even to this day, there's no Olive Garden in Alexandria, but I saw ads for Olive Garden all the time. And guess where we ate whenever we came to Lafayette?
Yep.
Olive Garden.
We ate at Olive Garden. Yep. You know why? Because that was the ads we see the most of. We didn't see too many of the smaller local places, mm-hmm. and if we did, the ads were very short and, like, mm-hmm. sometimes, you know, the way TV is, sometimes their ads would get cut off and a bigger chain would get in there. But, yeah,
it's
so.
It's like you basically promoting P.F. Chang's in Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
trying to bring that here, but every time you do, now everybody wants to go to P.F. Chang's.
Also, Trader Joe's, please come.
Trader Joe's. God, okay, yeah.
Too funny.
Yeah, you know,
one
we can go on.
I know. To that point, though, we are, I mean, a fraction of the price of sort of more traditional advertising, like mm-hmm. comparatively speaking to billboards, because I do that. So I know firsthand. We really want it to be
approachable
mm-hmm. and feasible yeah. for the mom and pops.
Because restaurants, those guys are the ones that don't have much of a marketing budget.
Or they
budget.
Don't need
right.
to yeah. sometimes, you know.
Yeah, some of them don't need it.
Right.
But I mean, they'll never bark at having more customers.
Right, exactly. More brand awareness, right. Yeah. It doesn't right. hurt.
Especially if you have this book, this guide at the airport or at, you know, an Airbnb where people come to town to explore.
Correct.
And they open up the book and mm-hmm. you see, you know, X, Y, and Z restaurant. You're going to be like, man, okay, let's look
there.
At that. Yeah. The picture looks really good.
I feel
good.
Like it's probably like going to turn into a sort of like a physical Google where, right. you know, like if you're not the top three, then you are unfound.
Right.
But like in here, at least like there's a chance.
Yeah.
Right.
More of a chance for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we Thank are you. At 50 minutes.
Perfect.
I know. And it flew. It always flies. Mm-hmm. But so go ahead and let everybody know how they can find out more about you guys, the mentioning websites, social media, and all that good stuff.
Sure. TSG Lafayette is our Instagram handle. So go follow us. You can definitely message us on Instagram. We'll find you there. Or you can contact our emails. Do we say our emails?
Yeah, go ahead.
jbrewer@thescoutguide.com and kledet@thescoutguide.com is Kristen's. Or you can call us. My number's 337-354.
Yeah, I actually am top one Google, so call that number.
Right. Or you can call Kristen too. Either one. You can find us.
Yeah. And so you have a the website for you guys too is thescoutguide.com/Lafayette.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So go to that. And if
you're
learn
interested
more.
In advertising, you can go to that page too and you can find where it says advertise with us and you can insert a inquiry there and we'll get your email and we can reach out to you from there to, mm-hmm. We'll schedule a meeting with you, to discuss becoming a member.
Awesome. Well, that sounds amazing. I can't wait to see the Lafayette Scout Guide come out. I know it's about a little less than a year from now, but mm-hmm. it's going to be really cool to see it. And I hope I get one or get my hands on one.
You can have five.
All right. I'll definitely take a couple. And, you know, whenever I have a podcast guest on, I might say, hey, here's a guide that you might want
to
check out.
Yeah, and to that point, if you know, if you're listening to this or viewing this and you have a friend who owns a business that you think would benefit from it, please right. have them reach out or reach out to us and let us know and we'll reach out to them.
Yep.
We're wanting it to be authentic, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is it, guys. I hope you had a great weekend.
Thank you.
And we'll see you around, I'm sure, with the guide, and I can't wait to see it. And if you are listening and watching, thank you for listening or watching. And you guys have a great weekend as well. And with that, thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you
for having us.
All right, that is it.
That was fun.